I'm Ruth Kayali, and I'm a professor in clinical pharmacy from Kingston University. My research interest is in public health, and that's why I was interested in the Healthy Living Pharmacy scheme. I'm a pharmacist by profession originally. So how did I become involved in the Healthy Living Pharmacy scheme? That was because Health Education England, or South London, HESL, funded the training of health champions to encourage more pharmacists to become Healthy Living Pharmacy. That happened in 2014. And they wanted somebody to evaluate that training to see whether it's good quality and what happened as a result of that training in terms of the role of the health champions. So we took that on board, and there were, at that time, there were about 354 health champions who were trained, obviously across 10 boroughs within South London. Kingston was among those boroughs. What we did is we gave them, when the health champions were receiving training, we gave them a questionnaire just to see what they got from that training and what were their role just before they received the training. So we can see just a baseline of what do they do on a daily basis. And then after 3 to 4 weeks of being trained, just we sent them a survey postally and said, what has changed? Has that changed your practice in any way? So what was interesting, I think, of the finding is how many opportunities in a pharmacy you have to promote healthy advice. So they were saying to us it's about at least 20 opportunities a day that you can promote healthy advice, but they were not utilized. Only half of them were completed. And the reason for that was the pressure, the resources, the staffing. So training, obviously, and having another member of staff rather than the pharmacist being trained to complete that role would be amazing. The other thing that we found was lack of knowledge of local area, so not knowing where to signpost, and the pharmacist being localized within the pharmacy and not being proactive and going out there into the community to promote that healthy living. So as a result of the training, and after when we surveyed people again after the training, we found it's really interesting that they had a better job satisfaction they were having. So, and professionally, that was really good. But in terms of the healthy living pharmacy in general, the interventions increased. So we saw 104% increase in the number of interventions, healthy interventions within South London, which was amazing. Confidence increased, signposting and knowledge of a local area, because the training covers that, was increased. We then wanted to delve more into what will keep it, sustain it, you know, how can it go further? And the main things that came about from that is really understanding the local needs further, understanding your local area further and your services. So maybe periodic workshops training that includes all the pharmacy team together, not just the health champions, and specifically about what's going on in that area, local needs, local engagement, your local community, so that when you go back into your role, even though you're more confident, you want to do those services, whether it's smoking or sexual health, but you really want to know what is the priority within that area and what should you focus on to improve that gap and improve the health of the community.